Hey, Cendrix, welcome back to Will It Sequel, where we have a quick chat about a on trailers on an upcoming sequel or prequel movie we want to watch. Today's topic, the new movie coming to Hulu and Disney Plus, Rosaline. I am Nate, and she is the enchanted Rosaline to my not-so-Romeo, Sandy.
Wow.
I know. How do you pronounce it?
Rosaline.
Okay, Rosaline.
Yikes.
How are you feeling today? What's going on in the world of Sandy?
In the world of Sandy. Sandy's tired. So many projects at sequel-centric between our two Will It Sequel episodes and...
Willow and Wednesday.
Yeah, Willow and Wednesday. And we did our Pixar Lightyear review today. And we have another upcoming Mel Brooks movie quotes for Patreon. My head's getting a little full.
About ready to explode.
A little. So, but I mean, other than that, I'm good. You know, then there's all of my craft projects that I have to do. I've been commissioned again to make more table toppers for my sister.
Table toppers.
You know, but it's work. I get paid for it. Yeah. So, you know, that's where I kind of have
to. You get paid for this job too?
I get paid beans.
Well, are they magic beans?
No.
Okay.
Not even magic.
Well,
anyways.
I'm excited and nervous to talk about this IP that I'm vaguely aware of, mainly due to the fact to my high school English teachers making everybody read some of stories and plays and stories from Bill S. Shakespeare. William Shakespeare. Bill S. I was trying to be funny. Boy. I don't think I was.
Hey, Beethoven.
Exactly. Socrates.
Socrates.
But before we do that, what should we do, Sandy?
Let's. How about we give a quick shout out to all of our super and outrageous patrons, and a thank you to all of our other patrons, like Sean. Guessing that's another coworker.
Yeah.
Your contributions help us make small and big upgrades for the live streams and recordings. Check us out on patreon.com/sequelcentric. You know, you almost hit the mic every single time.
I know.
And find a tier that works for you.
Well, everybody knows I do. I feel if I don't do this.
You know, you're... Fidgety
Neanderthal. I know. Well, on to the topic at hand. Normally, you know, you or I ask the question, you know, what's your hype level? But today, I ask, what's your history with Shakespeare's works and specifically Romeo and Juliet?
My hype level is, huh? Who's Rosaline?
Exactly. I think most of us are saying, what?
I have very...
If you're going to put it on the hype meter.
Very little
one, two,
knowledge
three.
Yeah. Of Shakespeare stuff. I know there's a play, Romeo and Juliet,
yeah.
Was written by Shakespeare.
Yeah.
I know it's about two lovers between two feuding families that, you know, it's the Hatfield and McCoys of the day. I don't know if that's a good analogy, but, you know.
Another warring family.
Yeah, so. I know they kill themselves, you know.
For love.
For love, yes. I'm familiar with, you know.
Did you ever see the Leonardo DiCaprio?
Saw parts of it. I know my sister saw it, and it's one of her favorites, which kind of blows me out of the water. My sister's not the...
Old Leo.
Yeah, well, I think that's part of why it was Leo, Leonardo. Anyways, but that's my history.
Yeah, I think, yeah. My
and what you've told me.
Yeah, well, you did see Romeo and Juliet, so that's...
I know we read stuff in high school, but...
Most people,
I couldn't understand it. I'm like, just say it in English.
Old English, yeah.
It in normal English,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Jamie and Matt and Mike and I, we all had Boldway, and we had to read Macbeth. And we had broke us into groups of four, and each group took a paragraph, and we had to more or less translate it.
Decipher?
Basically, and explain it to the class.
Hieroglyphics.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I just mentioned, read Macbeth in high school, and I think Romeo and Juliet, I don't know, I believe. I have watched and enjoyed the movie Hamlet with Mel Gibson. Even have it on Laserdisc. That was good. Plus the 10 Things I Had About You, which is loosely based, or the retelling of Taming of the Shrew, which
in English.
Yeah,
so we can all understand
exactly.
It.
plus, we both watched Romeo and Juliet. But when I saw the trailer for
an adaptation,
Rosalind.
Yes.
I had no words, mainly because I didn't know a book had been written about this character. So you got one author, I forgot her name. I think it's her. Decided to take this one character that was mentioned once, I think, in the beginning of Romeo and Juliet, and just spin it off. So you got, the idea of Romeo having this ex-girlfriend before Juliet, and the fact that she's really, I think they're Juliet and Rosalind are cousins or something, I think. And so
her, friends or something.
Yeah. So, well, I'm getting conflicted information.
Okay.
One says, she's related.
They know each other.
Yeah, more or less. Okay. The star-crossed lovers makes it interesting, almost like, hate to date myself, feels like Melrose Place or Pretty Little Liars, or heavy on the drama. You got the
drama.
You got the, when you watch the trailer, you have the costumes of that timepiece, but they're talking regular English, so all of us can, enjoy this.
Yeah. The hell everyone's talking about.
What did you think about the trailer after I made you watch it?
Interesting concept.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would watch it if we had, we had Hulu. I think you did tell me that it's probably coming to Disney Plus as well, because those two are franchises are merging.
Well, the trailer, at the end of the trailer, does state Hulu Plus. 20th Century Fox is involved, and Disney owns 20th Century Fox. So
speaking of royalty.
It doesn't have to come to Disney Plus day one, but definitely if it does come to Disney Plus, sort of like how the Orville show was on Hulu, now it's on Disney Plus. Mm. I'm down to watch this. I'm just intrigued about this person's interpretation of a name of a character that was mentioned once in a sentence at the beginning, and nothing else.
Yeah.
It's sort of like if you read or watch the original animated Hobbit, and Gandalf takes off and leaves Bilbo and the 13 dwarves to get captured by elves and stuff. You're like, what was Gandalf doing? And when you watch Peter Jackson's The Hobbit, it kind of tells you, hey, this is what Gandalf was doing at the same timeline, what, Bilbo and the dwarves were doing. So it's always interesting when you get an additional story to something that you know well enough, or to a certain degree. So this is, for me, it's kind of interesting. If I had to put it on the hype level, probably like at 5. It's piqued my interest, but I'm not going to rush out to,
if it pops up on Disney Plus.
Yeah, whenever it pops up, probably watch it on one of my days off or whatever.
Yeah.
So what about you, Centrix? What's your interest level in this new story to a character, to a long time, when I say Bill S. Shakespeare play? I mean, we're talking about a play that's done in high school and college, and most people are aware of this story. So you get this, like I said, new story where, Romeo's ex is trying to sabotage them.
Yeah.
So go check out the trailer. Tell us what you think in the
comments
below.
Yeah.
Whether or not you have, what's your hype level, if you got any interest. Yeah. Tell us whether or not we should, review it. We could do a 10-minute review.
That's kind of that is a spinoff from Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
And
sequels, prequels, spinoffs,
whatever. It's not necessarily, yes, they've done movies on it, but my interpretation would be this would be a spinoff from a William Shakespeare's play.
Yeah. So like how Joey's a spinoff from Friends?
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's it for today. Please check out our other content, like Lightyear on the YouTube and the sequel and sequels to be or not to be here, right here on the Patreon channel. Plus, you can listen to us on the podcasting apps like CastBox and TuneIn Radio.
And until next time, ask yourself this one question.
Will it sequel? Or in this case, will it spin off? Bye.
Bye, everyone.